So here we are at the real home of the Buccaneers. We've got a story here for you to tell. Now, some of you folks will remember that Captain John Brown was made to walk the plank here. Last May, Captain John Brown was forced to walk the plank from this very place. He was the captain of this ship, and they forced him to walk the plank, and now he's down at Davy Jones's locker. And I gotta tell you something. Who forced him to walk?
I'm gonna stop this.
The question is, who forced him to walk the plank? And that is Big Pete. Big Pete Sutherland. Now inside this, I can't stop. Where was I? Big Pete Sutherland. He's the head of this Buccaneers mob in here. And he forced Captain Brown to walk the plank. Because Captain Brown was too soft. That was his problem. Too soft. And he's replaced him with Hardman Hayward.
Hardman Hayward.
A big cheer for Hardman Hayward. Now. Now 5 long years ago. 5 years ago. Captain Brown, he went to visit Captain Blair. Now we all know about Captain Blair. He went to visit Mr. Blair and he said to Mr. Blair, if you're going to invade this place, we need a level playing field. We need a level playing field. That's what he said. And now what that means is he was frightened of the pirates of the Caribbean. Mr. Brown, Captain Brown in here, he was fighting the Pirates of the Caribbean. And by the Pirates of the Caribbean, I mean Big Bad Lee Raymond and ExxonMobil. He was very frightened of ExxonMobil, was Captain Brown, because he thought that ExxonMobil would just get in there and steal all that loot. So Captain Brown, he goes down from here, from BP to Captain Blair, and he says, we want a level playing field. And he says, if we don't have a level playing field, then we're not in business. So Mr. Blair says, all right, there'll be a level playing field. Now, 5 long years have passed. And you know what? The problem for BP has not been the Pirates of the Caribbean, but the Pirates of Baghdad. The people of Baghdad have said no. And they've said no. And they've said no and no and no again. For 5 long years they've said no. Now this has caused a great deal of ruction in here. First of all, on a number of counts, Big Pete said, somebody's gotta go. And the person that had to go, or at least a number of them, one of them was John Brown. Soft John Brown, so he had to walk the plank. He had to leave in May, and he's replaced by Hardman Hayward. A big cheer for him, please. And the other thing they've done is they got rid of Mr. Goff. Now, Mr. Goff, he was the head of the business unit for Iraq. And he was based up at Sunbury, just up the Thames from here. And he was running the business unit for Iraq from Sunbury. But he wasn't hard enough. So they got rid of him, and they replaced him with Captain Dr. John Heaviside. Now his name is Dr. John Heaviside, and he's Heaviside by name,
and he's Heaviside by nature. He's the head of the Iraq business unit now, and he's gonna try his best, his wily best, to get hold of that loot, because behind him, he's got Hardman Hayward. A big cheer for Hardman Hayward. But he's also got the man who looks after the doubloons, the money. And his name, the chief financial operating officer, is Byron Groat. Mr. Groat. Now, Mr. Groat, he's a bad man, and he likes his doubloons. Now, so you had to refer to him as Mr. Groat, not just Byron Groat. Mr. Groat to you. And you have to remember that behind Mr. Groat is Big Pete. You're gonna stop him!